Secondary 2. Reading aloud. Text 3. Some students in your class have been invited to talk to other students about any experience they have had of the world of work. You decide to talk about your experience of teaching preschool children to dance. This is what you say. I've been going to a dance and drama school for 9 years. And last year, the head of the school asked me to help out with some of the weekend classes. I've been going to a dance and drama school for 9 years, and last year, the head of the school asked me to help out with some of the weekend classes. I started with children aged about 10, but more recently, I've been teaching children aged 3 to 4, and surprisingly, I found that these classes require the most preparation, as well as the most patience. One of the other teachers there said to me, I had an idea of how the class would go, but I couldn't have predicted what hard work it would be, mainly because of the short attention span typical of preschool children. She's right. A mistake I made when I started was to spend too much time on one activity. Now, 5 minutes on any one exercise is the maximum I do. More than that, and the children become distracted and lose focus. To prevent this happening, I plan more activities than I think I'll have time for, so that I can always move on to something new. The freedom to choose is motivating, so I include a chance for the children to make a choice at least once in each lesson. It may just be choosing between dancing energetically or gently around the room. And actually, it's this opportunity to choose that makes their dancing creative. I'm always on the lookout for things that the children are doing well. I look for specific things and I comment positively on them. If, for example, no one's pointing their toes, instead of saying, "Point your toes," I'll say, "Thank you for pointing your toes." And suddenly the children all point their toes, as if by magic. So I found that there's more to teaching these young children than knowing how to dance.